According to the fullness of times, of the word, the testimony, the covenants and the cleansings, God has given his servants and prophets meals to serve his people, that darkness in men might be destroyed. Behold, the Lord's table is laden with meals to build a generation of overcomers. From this table comes the ministration of grace from God's servant, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. Listen and be blessed.
Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The theme of this meeting is with a lot of burden in my heart and with a lot of accompanying signs in the spirit. Since we began to pray February, atmosphere around me just changed. We have not even seen the theme. If you see the other side of me from the meetings we had in the February, it's not compatible. And so when the theme came, I understood why. Your enemy, my enemy, is a wicked person, is a wicked being who hates man intensely. The hatred of the devil, of Satan. Satan is not an abstract concept. Satan is not a language used in church. Satan is a being, a spirit being, tangible being that has been in the heavenly with God. So it's not a concept of a person we bring in when things are not going well. No. It can also be there when things are going well. It can even make things go well. So when anything goes back, Ishuni. That's a concept of the devil that we know. Because we have not come into the realm when he's exposed. Say amen. So it's only Jesus that knows the devil. Jesus knew him too much. And it's only Jesus that can let you know the devil. There's no religion on earth here that can know. When you see what they say about him, it's not consistent. It's not reasonable. He made all those things to distract people. Jesus said, ye have your father, the devil. And the will of your father, you will do. You of your father, and the loss of your father, ye will do. He was a murderer from the... He knew him from the beginning. And abode not in the truth. The Lord will open your eyes these days. The miracle is the miracle of opening of the eyes. Christian journey will make no sense to you, I'm telling you. Until... you walk with Jesus to the point when he can show you the wicked one. This wicked one. Just like Esther. This wicked Haman who has been hiding in your kingdom for many years is the source of all the problem in your kingdom. He abode not in the truth. He's a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. Because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh his natural language. Now all those words you just use, you don't know them. You don't know what is called murdering. You don't know the beginning. You don't know the truth. You don't know a lie. We don't know them. They are not English. They are not English language. You don't check them in your dictionary. You don't tell ChatGPT what is a lie. He will tell a lie. Because it's within the ambience of the father of lies. For he is a liar and the father of it. When you take this scripture in your gospel learning, just establish the scripture and go with Jesus. Or now he will start showing you this wicked man. So, it got to a point that he fathered children of Abraham. He just called them, ye brood of vipers. You have your father. It was children of Abraham he was talking to. children of Abraham who were children raised for inheritance. He hijacked them and fathered them. To a point that they became murderers and killed the priest of life. And they said, let his blood be on us. On our children. So you can see when time of recovery came, priests were weeping. There was a mass conversion of the priestly. Yes, because when they remember what they said, in the church in Jerusalem, there was a mass conversion of the priest's house. Their own conversion is not like any other woman being. Because they are supposed to be the custodian of knowledge to Israel. They are the gateway to ensure that the enemy is not able to break in. The devil came in and fathered them. So all of that is doing that because he doesn't want man to get to where you are talking about. Inheritance. If God has not shown mercy, it's not a subject. When you hear it, you walk away from church. Kinan sokatikati, inheritance incorruptible. Say, yeniwalawa. Say, amen. So, I want us to see that God had something for man. God made man because of what he had before the world began. God chose man. God wants man to be with him. God wants man to enter into their communion, fellowship. He wants man to be the extension of their world into the invisible, into the visible. He's pleased with dwelling in the invisible, but he wants a man to govern the visible. When I say visible, I mean whether they be thrones, dominion, principalities, powers, all of them are all visible. I think you know they are visible. They are visible. They may not be visible to us now, but in the realm of creation, they are visible. All creations are visible. It's only God that is invisible. The immortal, the invisible, that's God's attribute. All creatures are all visible. Down to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible. And that's God's attribute. God dwells in the realm of invisibility. You can't see God. No man has seen or can see. Because of God's dealing, God's descending to the realm of creation, the devil thought he knew God. He didn't know he was dealing with an invisible being. He only put on a form for a moment, and you thought you have understood him. He gave himself forever, eternally. He killed himself and made himself a model that no creation in the world to come, no creation will ever dare, because then it will have been unmasked. No creature will ever think rebellion anymore. When you see what one of the highest creatures of God did to himself, he killed himself. Say amen. So, I want us to understand that only Jesus knows him. Jesus knew him very, very well. And if you're not in Jesus, you can't know him. And if you don't know the Satan in your life, he has finished you. He has finished you. Because his strength is in hiding. He doesn't want to be seen. So the things we see him do physically and all of that are distractions really done so that man will not look for him. It's real. You see him terror, killings. And when you hear that, really, that's terrible, that's bad, that's terrible. But is just the offshoot of his work. It's just the fallout. It's the small fallout. Say amen. So, God made man a living soul. A living soul is a kind of spirit. It's a spirit being. It's a spirit being, which actually is the lowest of all the spirits that God created. The living soul is the least of them. After living soul, the rest of them are not spirits. They're just mere soul. Okay? Say amen. Amen. What it means that they can respond to God. All spirits. God is a spirit. What did I say, please? God is a spirit, so all spirits can respond to God. And that's why God made them, they made them spirit and made them a construct of his dominion, of his kingdom. His kingdom that bless the Lord of my soul. Now the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens and his kingdom. Are you there with me, please? Ruleth what? Over all. Has prepared his throne in the heavens, his kingdom ruleth over all. What is that kingdom? Bless the Lord, all his angels. So you can see all those strata are construct of throne that God used for his rule. So there are structures that expresses God's rule. Say amen. So they are made. So God doesn't have to step to anywhere. Through them, God's rule is expressed. Because they can hear God. They can pick what God is saying. They can interpret it. And they can execute it. They can think it. They can, you know, they can process it. If it's like God say go. Go is more than geo to them. Say amen. And they can process what God is saying. Hallelujah. Just you also see with all of God's prophets, God will say it to them. And they will ask God, or God will say the meaning of what he said. Like say, cry, cry. Say, what do I cry? Cry. If it's you, will you start crying? I'm saying, if God say cry. And to you, you are obeying God. I'm saying. But a prophet is supposed to be a child of the Spirit. So he has to ask, what do I cry? So cry, all flesh is grass. And all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. Can you see? And when he began to carry out the ministry of that, he never mentioned that word one day. He could interpret the meaning of even what it means to cry. Say amen. That's because he's a prophet. He's a child of the Spirit. He should be able to pick God's thought and to an extent interpret. So all of them, all those strata of existence are all spirits. They can respond to God. Say amen. So bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. So that's how they are, spiritual strata. And that's God's dominion. So he gave the present head today to all my soul. But really what he had in mind, that all my soul, we actually ascend up and actually become the visible of the invisible God. Say amen. So all angels are supposed to obey all my soul. So both the heavens and the earth are supposed to be under the control of man. Because God stepped into creation. Before he created, it was not in creation. When he made heaven and earth, it was not in heaven and earth. Say amen. Amen. So when God get a vessel that can carry him, he doesn't need heaven anymore. The reason for heaven is to prepare the place where he can raise what can carry him. Where's the house that you have built for me? Can you see what I'm saying now? Where's the place of my rest? It means that heaven is not my rest. Earth is not my rest. I'm here to construct my rest. That's why I made man. And when man is constructed, then I will not need heaven and earth anymore. Earth, man will be my dwelling place. So God doesn't need heaven, doesn't need earth. It's man. Heaven and earth was made for man. But the living soul, he gave him the earth to start with. I have dominion over it. But in that dominion, it will be a program of his salvation to raise him. Say amen. Are we in the house, please? Say amen. Amen. The devil knew that if man escape the living soul realm, he's in trouble. If man change, because man is to change. In his ascension, he will change. Living soul is a world, is a realm. If he changes, then he won't use that place anymore. He will move outside that place. So it's what he becomes is his habitation. Because all the angels are made for the habitation. So they are really their habitation. If an angel comes down here, he will bring his world there. And when he comes here, the atmosphere will change. Everything here will change. If it's obedience, it will be warmth, you will feel warmth. If it's cold, you will feel cold. If it's going to bring shiver, you will all shiver. He brings his word. Now every king carries their house. Say, hey, man. So all the creatures are made for their places. So their places, or their dwelling places. So heavens are not, heaven is not just an open space. They are certified world. Say, hey, man. And what makes it certified? The grade of life in them, or the being that dwells in them. So, oh, my soul has his world. It's what is not this earth. The world is what is the heaven that God gave to him. Say, hey, man. Or the air that God gave to him. As a prophet does not live by the earth. He lives by the air. I went in the house, please. Say, hey, man. Every prophet is a windy being. He moves to his world. And when he gets to his world, he becomes normal. When he's in the midst of man, he's an abnormal person. Because it's not an earthly being. Say, hey, man. I went in the house together, please. My soul, oh, my soul, we change nature, then we change place. That's why Jesus said in John 14, in my father's house are many mansions. Are you there with me? I go to prepare a place for you. Or in my father's house are many places. So even in the father, there are places in the being. Say, hey, man. It's not just father, but no. In the father, there are places. You can call to the father and you are locked up in a place in the father. Are you in the house, please? But you said, I will come back and I will take you to where I am. There's the place I am in the father. That's what I want for you. I want you to stay just in the place. I will take you up from place to place to place to place until you get to where I am. There you may be also. So, David knew that the living soul realm is a dangerous realm. Once you move from the place, it's not likely he gets them again. Once, yes, it's done. It's done. They escape. So, he knew that's why he had to move his place down to the Eden. I want the house, please, and ensure that they are cracked down. Now, he cracked man down to a place where man became Satan. He cracked man down. He wants to make it an irredeemable work. Because he knew that God is a savior. God can change. God can raise the dead. You know what I'm saying? It's the God that can raise the dead. He knew that. So, it's not giving God a chance. So, he cracked man's nature down, man's frame down, from not just being flesh, from being dust, to a point that Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. Not like Satan, Satan. Because you serveth not the things of God. You have lost taste of the things of God. Now what you enjoy now are the things of man. Imagine that. Man thinks is doing what man likes. It's just doing what human being will do. So it means that Satan has made man compliant to his nature. What did he do? He was telling Jesus, you can't go to the cross. You can't die. You don't know how many years we have been with you. Now that we have been breakthrough ministry, you want to die? No, not now. Not now. You just have to postpone it. You have to postpone it. He has been saying that for some days, and Jesus was not listening to him. So he felt that he's seen as the leader of that group, and he's older than Jesus. Can you see that? It's more educated than Jesus. All of that gave him the advantage. Can you see what I'm saying now? And all those things are satanic structures in man. It's Satan that built us those advantage. Kai. It's from him. It's a construct. So he took his master and rebuked him. He took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Not when we are alive here. No wonder that night, the sword they asked them to take, to use, is after you have taken Jesus. When they have taken the master from them, a dark hour, you can protect yourself for a while. He took that sword that night. Let me see. Is it not tonight? Is it not this night? So that satanic thing has not left him. So he was just waiting for. He wanted to remove the head of that guy. He moved his like Trump. You know what I'm saying? How Trump just that little movement there. Otherwise, but the thing still caught the air. Just one down, not to a pipe. So you can see with what vehemence he threw the sword. Why? All their hope were in Jesus. They have left everything. They have left naturally. Naturally, they have left everything. They left everything. They left thriving business. And they have gone through the rough time of the ministry. Now, the thing is becoming global. So tell me who will not do what they did. So they all represent all of us. Say amen. So we have become object of our things. When you see a man, it's object of his things. When he's thinking, it's about himself, his life, his children, everything is about himself. And in himself, he's done. Because the vision of that self is unattainable. It's insatiable. What will make yourself to be actualized is insatiable. There's still something the soul need to enjoy. Shem say now that he has not enjoyed. Say amen. Amen. Some years ago, they showed us the car park of one rich billionaire, multimillionaire, I don't know if you saw it, with Benz and all of that. All those long old Benz, rusted, all of that. The old house itself is already dilapidated. Nobody's there. And that was a royalty of a time. Are you within the house there? No, I'm not trying to sell. Being okay in this world to you. I'm only telling you what they made out of man. It's wicked. It's wicked. Satan is wicked one. Wicked. Just because of this inheritance. There's nothing. There's no issue on ground. Is that I can't get it. The man will not get it. You can see the way it was framed. It was framed with in glory. It was framed in splendor. It was framed with honor. It's a being that all angels have high regard of. Even up to now in his fallen estate, all the angels, they have high regard of him. They don't dare speak to him anyhow. Framed. It was in Eden. That has been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. They took of everything precious to make him. Was thy covering. Out of what they used to make him, God only has two of them. Even when you move to God, he has only one remaining. Jasper is the only one that God has. In the realm of his invisibility, he used sardine. But his real nature is jasper. But he used every of the precious stone, sardius, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle, gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day whatever. So you can see that it was, all these things are lights. When I say jasper, it's not, it's light. It's wisdom nature. Yeah, even the one Lucifer, it's a light. It's the only one they call that with, I say Michael, Gabriel. He's the only one that has that Lucifer. So it's a light being. It's a, and they made him like that. So I can shine light upon the mountains of God, upon the seraph. You can have enough to lucifer them. I'm talking about angels of millions and millions and millions. And God made him like that. I set this so. So, but he coveted a place that God set aside for man. And God insisted, not you, I chose man. It's not with any angel. The promise was not made to any angel. It was made to the seed of Abraham in the flesh. To the seed of Abraham, to Abraham and his seed, which is Christ. The promise is not to anything. It's to Abraham and his seed. And his seed, not us of many, but one, Christ. His seed called Christ. That was the being that God ordained for that. So he took an oath to say, man will not get it. Are we in the house, please? Yes, sir. And so that is the essence of the crackdown. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He won't just steal and be okay. He must kill. He won't kill and be okay. He must destroy. So he has designed all his kingdom structure that fell out with him. He has designed them as a structure in the order of God's throne to do the job of ensuring that man does not get there. That's why you can't just pray for man. The job is a job done against man and walk into man. So when Jesus said, the enemy of a man, the enemy is Satan. Are we in the house, please? But Satan has made man his own enemy. So it's not easy to save what is inside of you. That's why it's difficult to save from cancer. It's difficult. After how much chemotherapy is going down, it's no more seeing your friend over 2 years. It's breathing out again somewhere there. Why? Because it's a cell. It's a cell of your body that became cancerous. It's not from outside. It's from inside. So, the first job did against man was to steal. The thief cometh not but for to steal. Someone said to steal. Come on, say to kill. And to destroy. Now that's the progression. If he does not steal, he can kill. If he cannot kill, he can destroy. So when he engaged them in the garden, the same thing. He stood with the woman and stole his eyes until he saw what he had. He made sure she saw another hope. He saw, when you see a hope, your journey changes. What directs your journey in life is your hope. Hope is powerful. Hope is powerful. It's like when a girl sees a young man as a lover. It's not easy to keep a girl at home who has seen a young man. If you send to go and buy biscuit, he will branch there. Just find out the time he used to buy biscuit has changed. From 10 minutes to 15 minutes. If just to add 5 minutes, something will happen. Because he has seen a future, he has seen a hope. A man's hope is his eyes. So let's see that Genesis. Let's just see a few things there. Heaven has a lot of work to do this week that will change us forever. I tell you, some things cannot be done. Something has been done in us that nothing can undo it. If you take light of God's throne to crack them, because they are the problem is not what I don't have money. That's not your problem. Somebody made that thing a problem to you, so I won't have time for the real problem. That's the eye. It's not the eye, so you can't see. It changed your value system. What matters to you? Just change it. And it tells you, if you don't go this way in your life, you will suffer. It's like, if you don't go this way, I'm showing you now. How your life will be like, you can't imagine it. He has to threaten you to take that hope. Okay, thank you. Verse 6. And when the woman saw, so there was a time he achieved that pursuit. He wants the woman to see a hope. And so, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, listen to me, was not the tree for, are there not trees for food before? God made trees there for food. And God said, you can eat freely. Freely you can eat. There's one God said, don't eat. That is the one she saw. She preached to her to see that this one God says is not good. It's good. You don't know how many years you have been on the pursuit to eternal life? This one will do the job quickly. What is eternal life? Being like God. He didn't know process is what makes. He just felt like, become God. You can. The devil himself is the God. They call him the God of this world. But he doesn't have eternal life. He's a killer. He's a murderer. Is that the God you want to be? They didn't ask him that. Just being like God is not enough. Through what process? I was just remembering many years ago, somebody came to me here and said, Pastor, I was sent to go and help you. I said, Enjoy Agboroni. Ashe, so you all meje. I remember it today. Ojo meje ni. To what end is Boro? So I now see today, many people are in the meetings today. Without that means, so what God will still achieve, somebody is preaching a fast way to eat because he wants to kill you, he wants to destroy you. It tells you the way of God is a long way. That's why I like the song we sing. Even when my friends say I'm too slow, I have my peace. I have my joy. If you say my way is too slow for you, please leave the road. I have my peace. I have my joy. He does not know what is called peace in his life. He doesn't know what is called peace in his life. The way of peace doesn't know. And doesn't value what is called peace. He has smothered peace himself. He can never have it. I have spent years after that in peace. In joy. You can't see. So you can see what even pastors go through outside there. Just to meet up. I didn't go look for a camp. So there are people that come looking for pastor of churches. To help them. Hunters for souls. If they can get one pastor, they have gotten the flock. It's like when you destroy a teacher, you destroy a generation. If you get a pastor, you have destroyed the generation. Because he has the anointing, he has the unction to draw people. But people are going to go nowhere. So church will be going on, but they are going nowhere. He has succeeded in preventing them from the inheritance. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, so the devil is a preacher. So why should we not preach? Somebody will meet you on your bed. You are about to sleep, oh. 30 minutes, he will hijack you and preach to you. For 30, one night, you won't sleep. When he's preaching, sleep, no, they come. Until you finish, what will you do? Oje word. This day you will eat manna. You will eat hidden manna. You think that the one thing, you're not the one thinking, is a priest. He's bombarding you with preaching. It's not now ministry. Now ministry. All the ministry of this on Sunday, we just clear it off like that one. Because after the message, you have no answer. Your answer was a sigh. It means you absorbed it. That's why the Bible says, be in readiness to always answer. Always ask something back to him. That thing you are saying, we are not going there. He likes to hear it. Don't keep quiet. Let him hear it. That thing you are saying, we are not going there. That's why you have mouth. Mouth is not forever. There are animals without mouth who absorb food from the environment. Yes, sir. Your mouth is an instrument of your warfare. Yes, you answer back. We are not doing it that way. That's not the way we are going. Let him know that you are a stubborn person. The devil should know you are a stubborn man. Say amen. Amen. So hope is his problem. He doesn't like the hope that God has. So if he does not give you another eyes, you won't see his own hope. He got to that point, he achieved that vision of him to make them see that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes. So he concretized it was pleasing to the eye. Not only that it's good, but it's pleasing. When a thing goes beyond good to pleasing, it's a higher good. Yeah, when you get to pleasing, it's a higher good. That's why in coming back to God, walking with the Lord unto all pleasing. Now for us, for this cause, we also since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Can you see that? That he might walk worthy of the Lord unto all. So you don't get to pleasing easily. Can you see that? So you have to walk in it. So he has preached to them. They have seen a walk lifestyle. They have seen the way they will walk in that way. And now they are pleased with it. It's pleasing to their eyes. What do you call that one? Blindness. Or they took away their eyes. Now there are two major healing that Jesus did concerning blindness in the Bible. Number one, the one that was born without eyes. That miracle was a sign. And the man also that was blind, that Jesus had to heal. Now, when we were born without eyes, say amen. That is the blindness he gave to them. Because he took away that eyes. He didn't blind it, he took it away. And put there another eyes. So there's no, when you check that eyeball, there's no more eyes there. You say, hold on. So it means that they will always depend on what he sees. So he has to be with them all the time, preaching the hope. So to do his will is a per second matter. Are we in the house, please? Say amen. That's why in the gospel they have to first of all restore back eyes to you. The eyes of your heart. Then from there, they have to enlighten it more. Say amen. So the gospel starts with restoration of the eyes. Say amen. Just naturally speaking, we don't have it. So the first job, because the first job done against man was to steal his eyes. As long as you cannot see God's hope, sir, your eyes are gone. And that's why every man on the earth here has his visions. Even in the gospel, sir, when God calls you and says, you will preach men glory and power. You don't know what's God's glory and power? If they leave you alone, it is the glory of this world you will push. You just go to wonder what is glory. Ogoni, ogoni, ogo, ogo me, So it is. You're going to interpret it as ogo based on your ethnic group. If you're a Yoruba man, what is ogo? Have good certificate. Because for Yoruba man, if he doesn't have certificate, ogo loni. Yeah. Yoruba man, for Yoruba man, the first glory certificate. Igbo man may not have certificate, but not Yoruba man. If he doesn't finish university, he will live a defeated life forever. You see him on the road, he's defeated. Just because he doesn't have first degree. Somebody made first degree a standard of glory for an ethnic nation. Because there are other places in the world where they don't know about it. And even mothers don't know about first degree. It's now that they send their wife to school. They don't need it. They just feel for a weaker person. So go to school, go and read and become a lecturer there. So most of their wives now are lecturers. But Yoruba man, once he doesn't have first degree, he's a defeated man. When you see him on the road. In fact, it went into depression. Because even in the family, it's an outcast. I saw a year by the first degree, graduate. Within an ethnic nation, it looks all real. But when you open to the larger world, it doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. Israeli people don't push their children to have first class. If you have first class, they will go get concerned about you. They will get concerned. It means you are monolithic. You are one-way person. And one-way person does not succeed on the earth here. So they get concerned. So they have to check, is he a genius? If he's a genius, okay. But it's not a genius and you are first class, what's wrong with you? But they expect that you should put your energy on many things. Because the way to get degrees is not the way to get money. Degree is no money. Up till now, they have not paid their salary, sir. Abi? They can choose when to pay it. So if you are like that one, you'll be an angry man. Because you feel that I put so much into life. You put so much into life with the blindness. You'll be angry against young boys. Those young boys, they just ride the car. They just know the way of money. They don't know the way of book. They know the way of money. Because money is not in salary. Say, hey, man. A generation has evolved now where money is no more in what they pay you. It's what you demand, what you ask for. You negotiate. £5,000, I don't want to take £5,000. I'll make it 6,000. They'll be begging you, no. I can't go beyond £6,000. But they have already fixed that on level one. Level two. You will wait for it 3 years. Say amen. What am I saying? Blindness. So design around or design a world that can make man never to make man live the earth here a sad man. Always live a sad man. What is this world? What is this life? What is this? When you meet a man, what is this life? What nothing worth it, but they live for it. They live because somebody preach it. Are you in the house, please? So every man is blind. Do you agree with me that one?
Yes, sir.
Sir, that is the truth. You don't see nothing. You don't see nothing. When we see the one who raised their children to bomb them, say, You see their children as woman shield. How can somebody make his children woman shield? And where they come here? But also, around you, also, just where they are around you, or something. So the madness is in different colors, in different places. And somebody make it compliant to that, it becomes natural with you. When you talk to them, they're just like, what are you talking about? They can't reason what you are reasoning. The one you are reasoning, you can't reason it. The one they are reasoning, they can't reason it. We are all put in our own prison houses. Because a cherub made his soul. It's called, if Bible say man is a god, should not be his. Sir, Bible say a man is a god. Paul said it. Jesus said it. Said it. Prince of this world cometh. Prince of this world. Paul called it the God of this world had blinded the minds of them. Let me ask, are you a God? You know you are not. Even if I say you are a God, you know you are not. So if you are not, then you are under the control of a God. Say amen. Yeah. That reality is sometimes humbling to accept. With all of our intelligence and our scholarship, whatever, it's difficult to accept. But I tell you, that is what has happened to us. Let me ask you, in the things you do or you live for, how much of joy of the future do you have? Sincerely, just sincerely. Sit down and say, how much of joy do you get from it? Apart from the momentary excitement of becoming, of belonging. Say, you know what I'm saying now?
Yes, sir.
But when you come back to yourself, how much of joy you derive? How much of peace? Say, amen. How much of the future is secured in what you are doing? So the gospel is designed, listen to me, the gospel is designed for recovery of man. It's to recover man. And the first place when jobs start is when they start opening your eyes. Say amen. Are we in the house, please? Now, that journey takes time. That's the commission of Paul. God raised Paul to open their eyes. Are you here tonight? And to turn them. So if their eyes are not open, you can't turn them. They have reserve of energy to go the way they are going. Except their eyes are open, you can't turn them. And to turn them from darkness to light. So it means that there's something they are using before. So it's, when you say blindness, it's not absence of light. It's absence of the real light. So darkness is another way of seeing. So if they are not seeing at all, they will have eyes or eyes. But now they are seeing in that way. Say, hey, amen. They are seeing the world they should not see. The world that should be blinded from them is what they are seeing. Are you in the house with me, please? So, to darkness to light, from the, can you see that? From the power of Satan. So it means that man over time began to use the power of Satan. Man can use the power. Power of Satan is not sword. Now, if it's from darkness to light, it means darkness empowers. Say amen. It's through that light of called darkness, you can be empowered. And you can use a power of life. Not power like anointing. Power of life. The power to sin. There's a power to sin. There's a power of the flesh. Are we in the house, please? There's a power of your own. There's power of your way. Say amen. There's a power that make you see the way you are seen, and that is the way that's right. The end of the ways are the ways of death. But there's a path that makes you go that way. They call the power of Satan to start using the power of God. Say amen. So power there is life. What I call it, please? Say it again. Come on, say it again. So when I say power there, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. It's power. So gospel is power. Now it's that gospel of Christ is power. It's not power for miraculous walking, a lame walking. It's power to live the life of Christ. Say amen. And so power of Satan to God. Let's see that place. Let's finish that place today. And that they may receive, can you see? That they may receive forgiveness of sin or remission of sin. So it means to get to where sin is far. Say amen. Amen. What is sin? What is sin? Sin is doing things your way. Sin is not fornication. That's work of the flesh. It's doing things your way. And you know what makes us is our way. Your way, Elohim, your way. It's not things to take a man from his way. So, are you with me, please? Yes, so, that way, it's talking about inheritance, to receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance. So, this is the first inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that's in me. So, there's a first inheritance that God has to see and say that now this person is ready for my inheritance. This inheritance was not necessary before because man was born in the living world, you know, as a living soul. Am I with you, please? But since man has lost his sight, they have to trace him back. That's why, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Kingdom is also inheritance. Except a man be born of water and of spirit, he can enter. He can't have access to the word of true inheritance. So man has to be born and born and born again. Say amen. Born means he has to be converted over and over again. Converted and become again. Converted and become again. Say amen. Because that is the way he can see. If we preach it now, a man can hear it. Does not mean that he understands it. It doesn't mean that he understands it for his own lifestyle. You can hear it. Yes, in the Bible. Yes. Inheritance incorruptible. Undefiled. That face not the way. Yes. We're serving up for me, it's for me, it's for me. But when you leave that, once you leave the place, the thing fade away. The hope of the world takes you over again. It means that you have not seen. When you see a thing, there's a way. What you see stays with you, runs you. I see. Once say I see, your journey changes. Your way changes. I see. So the way you have been walking before is the way you see. So they can convince us that this is the right way. Oh, okay. And now I see. That moment, there's a turning. So it's not easy to make a man see inheritance. You read that place the other time, 1 Peter chapter 1. Let's go back there and see that before they can talk about inheritance, you must have laid hold on faith. See, the way we read here says, it talks about the inheritance of those who are sanctified by faith that's in me. It's by the faith that is in me. So there's a faith in Jesus. Say amen. Not faith in Jesus. Not faith, having faith in Jesus. There's a faith that resides in Jesus that can make a man see inheritance. It's not new birth. It's not Holy Ghost baptism. It's now you are walking by light, by sight, and by that you are seeing that there is now a new life. Are we in the house, please? Yes, and so by that, you can adjust your hope to that inheritance. But it's within those who are sanctified by faith, or call it faith of Christ, or faith of the gospel. Say amen. Amen. That is the first faith that delivers inheritance called Christ. Am I still talking? Are you sure I'm getting to you? Yes, now, if you don't have this, you can't hope for the real inheritance. So let's go to that first Peter. Chapter 1, verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that faith not away, is describing a life. It's not a car. It's not something tangible you can carry in your hand. But it's the life of a person. Devil, no, they don't give devil car, but they give him a nature. And with that nature, he has become a problem. See what I'm saying now? Yes, say amen. Amen. The devil can give you the whole world today to get one soul. And because he knows that his soul is more precious than the whole world. This whole world is what we're looking for now. What are we looking for? Praise God. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that faith not away, reserved in heaven for you. Look at this. Who are kept for you? Who are kept? It's not for you who are kept. So inheritance is not for everybody. It's for those who have been kept by the power of God through faith. Because I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. So those who have been kept by Christ. You didn't hear what I said. Let me say it again. I said the first illumination is to make us arrive to receiving the first inheritance. And that inheritance is Christ. Say amen. Christ there is a person in this, is a being in God. Christ is more than Jesus. Say amen. Before Jesus came, there have been a being called Christ in God. Say amen. Are we in the house, please? That being has been hid in God. That being followed them in the wilderness. So you know I'm saying now? And so that being is this power. It's a power of life. So I believe that for Israel to move through the wilderness, they need power. So as they were drinking water, they were drinking power. It was managing our economy to ensure that it's not just only mere natural sustenance. Their souls were being sustained by the same. God is alive. Christ is alive. His power. So Jesus became that Christ. Am I in the house, please? So it's the inheritance. It's the first inheritance. And I said that the real inheritance is called the Father's inheritance. Now, in all the gospel, you will see that all the gospel, Jesus preach about the Father's inheritance. All his gospel and all his parables are about the Father. So the Father is the main focus. So it was after he left that he showed them Christ. Say amen. So Peter here was saying that this inheritance is not for every believer. Though every believer has potential right. But we can't guarantee a believer until that he has been kept by the power of God. He must have used Christ's life. Say amen. That Christ lives overcome flesh. He must have overcome flesh and the works thereof. He must have overcome lust of the flesh. Say amen. And your flesh is not, I say flesh. Flesh is human life. Say amen. Flesh is the life of an earthly man. Everybody is the flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Until flesh began to commit sin, flesh was flesh. There was a time flesh married a woman. They don't take a girl without marrying a girl. There was a time flesh will obey its parent. Are you what I'm saying now? There's a time when flesh will do things normally. But it can't move to the realm of God. It's limited to the word of man. Are we in the house, please? And what God has for man is beyond the word of man. So if his flesh is limited. So they have to teach him a life that will deny the flesh. Or crucify it. That's what they mean to tell you that it's your brother. They're not born from the same place, though. Say, it's your brother. Accept it's your brother. And deal with, accept him like that. At first, it's my brother. But that is my brother. But that one is my brother. Meet my brother. Meet my brother. Say, you know that kind of. You meet people in church, you say, it's my brother. Bro, it's my bro. When your next to you in the family, come on, see my brother. It's not my bro, it's my brother. Are we in the house, please? Say amen. In the Christ world, they begin to deal with that. That you are a member of the same flesh. Member of the same bone. We have the same member. And begin to now train yourself. Because you need training. You know what I'm saying now? You have to train by exercise. By exercise. Naturally, you're walking. Naturally, laugh with him. They are dealing with your flesh. But some believers, once they escape work of the flesh, it's like, I don't sin. I don't. There are many Muslims who doesn't fornicate, but they are flesh. Why they can kill another person of their religion who is not an ethnic nation? It's flesh. A Fulani man, Muslim, will kill a Yoruba Muslim. It's flesh. If it's not of their ethnic nation, all of those groups have ethnic superiority. That's what you don't understand. Because in their religion, so it permits it. Those who are caliphs, the caliphs, they are the ones who rules the place. And caliphs are those who do the war. They're the ones who kill. So Yoruba Muslims are not caliphs. They don't have a caliph. So they can't have a leader among them. They will kill the leader. Caliphate sits in Togoto. They're the ones who came there and killed the locals. They're the ones who advanced the Islam to all the regions. So they're the caliphs. So you can't change that story overnight. It's not going to be easy. They'll kill you. And when they are killing, they don't have feeling. They kill their own son and don't have no feeling. It's flesh. Say amen. Are we in the house together, please? Shout amen. Are you blessed today? So can you see that this inheritance can't be gotten until somebody has been kept by this power. So Christ is a keeper. He keeps you. It makes you ready unto salvation, ready to be revealed. So if you are not kept by faith or by Christ's life, you can't be ready. So when they reveal salvation, you won't see it. God's salvation also is light. Say amen. It's light. They are going to shine light. They are going to preach words to make you see salvation. So you can see, I'm only saying tonight, that one job that God ordained is that sight be restored. I said sight be restored. Yeah. What does it mean? It means now you have developed an inner heart that can be enlightened. Now we have cerebra that is schooled in school. But you have a heart that is also half a thinking. Are we in the house, please?
Yes, sir.
Now the devil moved your energy from your heart to your head and made your head center of thinking. Because he blinded this place.
Oh.
But now in the gospel, Ephesians chapter 1, 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, say amen,
amen,
the spirit of wisdom
amen
and revelation
amen
in the knowledge of him.
Amen.
Now, this is not yet knowing him. It's in the knowledge. So, the word of Christ, the Father, is in the word of knowledge. Now, listen to me. By reason of our fallen state, we have never used that knowledge before. So when they teach Christ, you start sleeping. Why? It's not in the word of what of your use. If I talk your finances now, you will wake up. If I talk your academic, you wake up. That's why sometimes Holy Ghost will have to use us sometimes to via. We via to your word and you smile. When you move again, you when you come about here, what of your children? You come alive again. When you move again, now in their world, all those natural things are not there. They are not there. That's why either you have children, you don't have children. It's not an issue in this place. Because you have them, you don't have them, you leave them here. If you don't leave them, they will leave you. Better leave them quick. Better leave them fast before they leave you. Much more in the world we live today. So my child is not in the U.S. He's gone from you forever. So Benga is in Australia. Ah, Otoni here. In Iran, yet in London here. Oh, Lord, tefe. Oh, London here. Globalized world. Say what to lose people. And you'll be rejoicing. You'll be happy. You don't know what will be for you. You know what I'm saying? We'll be 80. Nobody will answer you anywhere. Daddy, sorry. I'll send something to your account. Daddy, sorry. That is, see, it's the only sorry they will say. They can't take flight. You can't go and meet them. It is the people here, you never like their face. Eh? I want to eat Shoma. I will ask Shoma, my. Say, hey, man. So if they give you water and the cup is not clean, tell them to go and wash it, clean it. Don't yap them too much. Because very soon they will give you water. You won't be able to ask, is it clean? You'll be happy you got the water. Say, hey, man. I'm a realist. Huh? I travel far and I come back. I travel back and I come back. And I say, yeah, hey, yeah. So many things we rejoice about, there's no joy about them. Really, in real matter. Okay, let's go here. During our last wedding something, none of the children were around. And truth speaking, I didn't note it. On the body point, I didn't note it. I love them. But you see, once they greet me, daddy, daddy, sweet girl, sweet girl, I'm okay. Why? I have a lot of children around me. So they are one of them. And I have done that long time ago. In those days, when my pastor dad came, Joshua, I don't ask. If I have not done anything, they won't kill you. So I have to set myself for today. Say, hey, amen. So I don't have the pain of many fathers. I don't have the pain at all. I pray for them. I send them to them. Go for program. Do that one. Develop yourself. When you come back home, welcome. Oh, Tiwale. I'm ashamed. Oh, Tiwale. Oh, you better enter to brotherhood, eh? Hey, yaba. Yeah. Why are you not going to enter into it? Because blindness. You'll be seeing your food up. Who will eat? And somebody, you will see somebody come to your house and will eat food. That's the one you are seeing. You're not seeing the food you will lose tomorrow. You will lose plenty. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the word of his knowledge. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know hope. Why did he really call you? He didn't call you to just bless your bread and water. He called you for an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. So a day will come to your life, your eyes will be open, you will see hope. Let's bless the Lord tonight. Let's appreciate the Lord.
We believe you have been fed by this inspiring ministration from God's servant. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our special meetings? You can join us every Wednesday for the special teaching series by 6 p.m. or on Sundays by 8 a.m. online or on-site at Eternal Life Embassy Assembly around you. For inquiries, call 0704-921-2074 or 0703-395-8818 or visit www.fmeli.org. Remain blessed.